For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump and the First Lady hosted a holiday picnic celebration in the nation's capital. Earlier, he recorded a 4th of July message to Americans.
Today, as we celebrate the 4th of July with friends and family, let us never forget that our freedom has been earned through the blood and sweat and sacrifice of American heroes. And let us share the grateful heart of our nation with every veteran and member of the United States Armed Forces. We are in awe of their courage, and we are eternally in their debt. Together, we honor their noble sacrifice by pledging our love and loyalty to our country, our flag, and our fellow citizens.
With the intense heat, the Capitol has added cooling tents throughout the city and first aid stations to help anyone with heat stroke during the celebrations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
The Statue of Liberty was closed down for a while because 8 immigration protesters tried to hang a banner that read, "Abolish ICE." Police quickly arrested 7 of them, but one woman climbed the ropes and stayed near the statue's sandals, saying she would not come down until all the immigrant children were returned to their parents. After a few hours, authorities finally attached a harness to her and brought her down. Hours of heavy rain has caused flooding in Houston, yet they're still celebrating the 4th of July. Mayor Sylvester Turner says they were prepared for the flooding this time.
We deployed all of our equipment early throughout the entire city. We have more assets than we did during Harvey, a lot more assets that are readily available. And so we had about 12 high water trucks positioned throughout the city, about 43 boats positioned throughout the city.
Many of their outdoor events had to be canceled, but the fireworks remained on schedule. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Charlie Jones. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 6 weeks and my sleep has improved drastically. So what are you waiting for? When are you going to jump on board and begin to experience the kind of restorative sleep that you need in your life? And if you're waiting for a better offer, here it is. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Take advantage of the MyPillow 2-pack offer. 2 premium MyPillows for one low price plus free shipping right to your door. Just go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, and you'll get 2 premium MyPillows for one low price plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, promo code USA.
A major pharmaceutical company is making some big changes, including raising some of its prices. With more on this story, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Pfizer is raising prices on dozens of drugs, many of them by more than 10%. Reports are the drugs that will cost more include lung cancer treatment Xalkori, the pain reliever Lyrica, and Norvasc, which is a blood pressure pill. Other Pfizer drugs that are going up include Viagra and the stop smoking pill Chantix. The pharmaceutical giant issuing a statement saying it is modifying prices for about 10% of its drugs, but some will actually be costing less. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
U.S. officials are reporting progress as they met with the North Korean delegation that will lead to the denuclearization of Pyongyang. With more, here's John Clemens.
The talks included Sung King, the U.S. ambassador to the Philippines, meeting with a delegation from Pyongyang. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert says the talks to denuclearize North Korea have come a long way over the last year.
A lot of people were in panic. A lot of people around the world were very concerned about what would happen between the United States and North Korea, and the fact that our secretary is now getting ready to go on, have his fourth meeting with the North Koreans in less than 3 months, I think is a testament to just how far we've come.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.